Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains near the station.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Continuing to be with me. And I know why, because you know Joel Barker's here. Joel is one of the smartest guys I know. He's one of the top futurists of our time. And he's the author of Future Edge, also Five Regions of the Future. He's the guy who taught me about the business of paradigms, and many of you as well. JoelBarker.com, right, Joel?
Yes. And it's a new website. It's got some new stuff on it, and there'll be even more stuff in the next 2 weeks. I'm really happy with the new site.
So check it out, folks. Joel, and by the way, folks, Joel is always helping us, you know, kind of get our heads out of the trenches and up in, at the 30,000-foot level and talk about things that are happening, especially in the area of intellectual property. And, Joel, there's been some interesting developments in the area of patents, and especially with regard to patenting things that are part of natural law. Tell us about
this. You got it. Yeah, it's the Supreme Court surprised the heck out of the biotech industry with their decision on March 24th. And again, we have a reference so people can read it and follow up. But in short terms, here's what it was all about. A company named Prometheus, which is actually a subsidiary of Nestle's, had applied for a patent for a test that included as part of the test and part of the patent a measurement of a specific chemical in the blood. And the reason they wanted that measure is because depending on the kind of the intensity of that chemical in the bloodstream, you change the amount of medicine you give to optimize. So this is a way to optimize medicine individually, okay? And it's actually the base of a whole new thing called personalized medicine.
Right.
Well, what happened was Mayo Clinic said, just a minute here, what you're trying to do is patent a natural process. And there's literally law, American law, that prohibits patents of nature, they call it. That is, things happen. Mm-hmm. So this was a big battle. And it's been going on for like 8 years. Supreme Court finally ruled on it. And the Supreme Court came to a very interesting conclusion, which, by the way, I support. They basically said, nope, Prometheus, you cannot do that. And the angle they gave, which I this is Stephen Breyer who said it, but he said it so perfectly. He put it this way. He said, just because Einstein discovered E equals MC squared doesn't mean he can patent it. So, yes, you can use that information, but you can't patent the use of that information.
Do you know what the split was? How did the court?
Oh, it was almost unanimous, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, unanimous.
But now, did Prometheus? Now, Prometheus, though, their patent was it on the ability to formula to test the blood, or was it a device that tested the blood?
It was a combination of three things: their medicine, a measurement device, and this natural, I won't call it capacity, but that's not quite the right word, but what the body's doing naturally.
Right.
And what they wanted to do is patent that.
And they because they roped in that third one, It made their patent illegal, basically.
Yeah. In fact, Prometheus argued, their lawyers argued, we get the patent because we connected the dots. So we get all the dots.
Right.
Well.
So if they had left out the natural process and just patented the application, so to speak, they probably would have prevailed.
And they probably will do that now. They'll go back and say, that information is available to everyone. We cannot patent the access to that information. But we still have a very good medicine here.
So you agree with this ruling?
Yes, absolutely.
Because
if you start patenting processes, what if somebody patented something that you are only one of 50 people
they've allowed for some patents not natural, but they've allowed for some process patents have been allowed in the past.
Well, I think this decision is going to cause people to go back and look at many patents, biological, biotech patents that have been issued, because they said the biotech industry was absolutely surprised by this ruling. And so my guess is some other things are going to get de-patented. They're unpatented. And that's, I think that's okay, because what you're really trying to say is there's this discovery side that says this is how nature works, this is how the body works. That's general information, just like a scientist doing his work. Now, given that I know this information, what clever, specific, non-obvious technologies can I build around that information that will allow me to? It's like getting a patent for a nuclear reactor. You can't patent E=mc², but you can patent the nuclear reactor.
But in that patent, you'll talk about it. That patent will require heavy water. And because you mentioned the heavy water in your patent, doesn't mean that you're trying to patent the water.
No, in fact, you would use that as background information. I've got three patents.
What it sounds like to me is people who are seeking patents, anything connected to a natural process or natural law, you've got to make sure that how you word your patent so it doesn't include that in the patent.
That would be my reading, too. So this would be, if we've got a patent lawyer listening to us today who specializes in biotech, it would be fun for you to have a conversation.
I have some of those. I'll have to get the guys on here who can do that. Hey,
that would be really interesting.
Hold on to that thought, Joe. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and come right back with Joe Barker. We're going to talk about some more important things that he has coming at us from the future. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.